بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I have this beautiful story to share with you, and that is the story of Sulaym and Abu Talha رضي الله عنهما. And Sulaym is the mother of Anas ibn Malik. And Abu Talha married her after she basically separated from her husband. She became Muslim, one of the early people converted to Islam, and she brought Anas to serve the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Abu Talha was also non-Muslim, and he proposed to her, he liked her, but she wouldn't accept because he was a mushrik. And she was very patient, very strong in her approach. Now, what I want to use this story for is for sisters to understand why she was so important. Who was this woman? A lot of times sisters say we don't have role models. When I talk about the Muslim alpha man, I talk about Khalid bin Walid, I talk about Hamza radiallahu anh, I talk about Ali, I talk about Khalid, I talk about mashallah. So I would say that Sulaym is one of the greatest sahabiyat that women could look up to. And specifically, I made a video recently about three things that a woman can do to that her husband would love her. And one of them I spoke about is how you welcome your husband when he comes home after a long day. And this is, inshallah, this Sulaym example is going to really drive it home. So the story of Sulaym and Abu Talha is reported by Nisa'i in Kitab al-Nikah. And there's a condensed version of what happens with the night. Finally, after she marries Abu Talha, there is in The Ideal Muslima, it's a great book that you should read, The Ideal Muslima, narrates the story. Basically, what happened is she has a son. It's not Anas, this is his brother, from Abu Talha. So they got married, he embraced Islam, he really loved her. He's coming from a long, journey, and he is entering the house. And Sulaym is basically waiting for him. The son already died. I want you to understand as a sister this. Please don't think of all the excuses and negative things you can say right now. I just need you to connect to my previous video where I said that a woman who knows how to welcome her husband is a woman who definitely her husband would love. So he's coming tired, whatever, obviously frustrated probably from his trip. And how does she react? Does she say, "Oh my God, our child died. This is death, man. Your baby died. Do you understand?" No, she doesn't. She prepares herself. She adorns herself. She is beautiful when he comes in. And they talk, they have a meal, she cooked for him, and they become, yes, intimate. They make love, subhanAllah. And he asked, how's my son? He's like, he's sleeping, he's at rest. She didn't lie, because he's dead. He's at rest. And she even says to him, "Oh, Abu Talha, what about if you get something borrowed and then you have to return it, wouldn't you not return it?" He says, "Yes." And that's exactly how she broke it down to him. But after they're intimate, the next morning, after he came in a nice way, saw her in a beautiful way, had a meal, were intimate. Do you understand what? They made love. Finally, after that, she breaks up this news that really hurt him. He was upset. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for them, and actually they had a child from that session of making love the night before. And some of the scholars have said that that child had children who all of them were hafaz, and Allah knows best. Allah has blessed them. The Prophet said made dua for them because when he heard what she did, this is the ideal wife, and that's why this story is in The Ideal Muslim. Tied to this bab of sabr, of patience. Women, subhanAllah, today, a lot of them, some of them, not you, I know, inshallah, you're an exception, may Allah bless you. But as soon as the husband walks in the door, all the bad news, paf, 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 smash, smash, smash. And then they wonder why they have problems. You as a woman can control that because that's your territory. You are already in that territory. That's your home. He's coming from outside, from more problems, from fitna, from all kinds of things. Yes, you had your problems in the house. I understand that. But it's different, isn't it? So you have some control. I've explained in a previous video. Go please watch my previous video because I don't want to repeat myself. But look at the story of Sulaim. She was entitled. You could say she would be justified to wail, to scream, to cry. Also, the concept when we discussed the issue of that women cannot be intimate when they have a mental block or stress or trauma. What more than a trauma do you want than your child dying? Yet still, she had the strength and iman. Her mindset was such that she understood her position. And she was able to become intimate with him and able to conceive, subhanAllah, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if your mindset is that, oh, I'm stressed, I'm tired, I cannot be intimate, I cannot be kind, I cannot look good when he comes home, I cannot put some effort in, what did he, it's always that you hear today is, what did he do? What is for me? Of course, this equation is much greater and we can talk about different elements of the equation, but right now we're focusing on one thing, and that is what you can do as a wife. We work on the men on what they can do, and I've made videos about it. Sometimes people ask me, bro, why don't you talk about this? Or a lot of people say, why don't you talk about aqidah? I do, but that's not my speciality in terms of the dawah. Abu Musa, mashallah, talks about aqidah. Other brothers talk about aqidah, alhamdulillah, and they cover that aspect. And I always recommend to people to really take care of the aqidah. But for me, I speak about certain issues that are in line with my work and my studies and my approach. Have I studied aqidah? Yes. But I think there's a lot of people who are talking about it and it's important. But you see, even also girls will say, well, why don't you talk about men? I do talk about men. Men will say, why don't you talk about women? Well, I'm not a woman. I try to also explain a little bit from a female perspective what I understand, what I've studied, what I've talked to other professionals who are sisters and who are counselors to explain, to understand from their perspective. A man can never fully understand a woman, right, as the woman does. And sometimes even women don't understand themselves. But what I'm trying to tell you is we're focusing on this one point. How to welcome your husband home. How to have patience if things happen. You have your kids at home misbehaving maybe. The first thing that when he walks into the door, you're going to start complaining. Oh, this happened and that. What do you think he feels? And then she says, he's rude to me all the time. He's not loving. He doesn't open up to me. He's not emotional. Of course, he's not going to open up to you emotionally, because he feels you're just going to be reacting as you react to your children or your sister called you or your mother called you. And now he has to listen to everything. He can listen to it, but later, not the first thing that you hit him with when he walks through the door is complaining. So the story of Sulaim and Abu Talha radiallahu anhum is a perfect example. It's not my perspective here. I'm giving you an example of the Sahabis and how they behave, because they understood. This woman understood what it means to be a wife. Would anyone blame her? Would you blame her? She would have cried and just jumped on him and hugged him and scream and cry that her son died. I don't think anyone would have blamed her. But she was a step ahead. And it also shows that you can. You can, as a woman, control your emotions. You can, as a woman, delay your complaints for later on. And yes, indeed, it can result in a huge blessing, if that is. Men like to be welcomed when they come home. It will change your relationship. You will feel totally different at the way your husband will behave towards you, respect you. It's not the only thing that should earn your respect. I'm not saying that. Again, your mind might be now coming with 15 different variables and replies to me, or excuses, or different ways to see this. I'm only asking you to see this part. In each video, we try to focus on specific parts on how to better ourselves, either as the Muslims, as a man, as the women, what men want, and so on. I mostly represent the male perspective. I am a man. So I need you to understand. You can take it or leave it. Shout out to the haters and to the negative messages that I receive all the time and the complaints. Hey, look, you don't have to listen to me, but I'm quoting you hadith. I'm quoting Quran. You think it's a misinterpretation? Go and look it up. Go and read it. No problem. Or you don't have to listen. Go listen to other people. No issues with me whatsoever. As for the people who want to listen, alhamdulillah, and benefiting, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and accept the benefit. Anything that is good is from Allah. and everything that is bad is my mistake. Okay? But let us understand at least that these issues need to be tackled. Here's a woman, a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, the mother of Anas ibn Malik. She brought her son and said, Ya Rasulullah, for you. What woman would just give her son to serve the Prophet ﷺ? And who was Anas ibn Malik? How much the Prophet ﷺ loved him. How many hadith he reports. What kind of tarbiyah did this boy get from his mother? And remember, his father, Malik, out of the picture. Abu Talha comes in the picture as a mushrik. She doesn't give in. He's an amazing man. She says, no way, you're a mushrik. Finally, when he embraces Islam, she, the mother, says, oh, Anas, my son, marry me to Abu Talha. He, the son, is the one who did the nikah for her, brought the witnesses and did everything. Allahu Akbar. I understand. So my sister, you can have an amazing change within your life, within your marriage life, if you just take care of this one issue, how you welcome your husband. Don't lash out at him with complaints of what happened in your family, or your sister, or this or that, or your friends, or what you saw on TV, or what the children did. Wait for him in a night way. Adorn yourself. Even be intimate with him. And don't let the shaitan play with your mind and say, what about him? He should do this and I should do that. He should understand and he should. Everyone is he should. That is the problem. We've been conditioned in the society that it's an I society. What about me? If someone gives you an advice, yeah, but what about me? If someone gives you a way to get out of a problem or to solve your problem, such as this one, to improve your marriage, yeah, but why doesn't he do something? It's always about what other people can do. What we're trying to do is very simple. Let's focus on what you can do as a woman with regards to this issue, linking to the story of Sulaim. And other videos, I focus on men and what they can do. So if he thinks about what he can do for you, and you think about what you can do for him, then you become one, become a team now, right? Because things match. I focus on you, you focus on me. Guess what? Both of us are going to be benefiting. But if I'm just always looking at what I get, you look at what you get, and every time I make a lecture, you get all aggressive, and you spam me and you message me all kinds of messages saying, even though I'm quoting Quran Sunnah, I'm trying to give you context, but because you don't like it. You don't like what I say. Brother, I mean, people are picking up on the weird, you know, brother, you don't smile. Oh, brother, it's in the honey. Brother, you get more bees with the honey. All kinds of interesting statements, but you're missing what I'm saying. Just because I'm passionate, I don't have to smile all the time. Honestly, like, I don't want to be faking, right? All the time, I want to smile. Yes, tabassamuka fi wajhi akhik sadaqah. Smiling in the face of your brother sadaqah. But we're talking here about important issues. The Prophet said when he would address something important, he wouldn't be smiling. He sometimes would get red in his face. You can look at the hadith, Imam Ghazali in Fiqh Sira, Sealed Nectar, many of the descriptions of the Sahaba of the Prophet said, and the Imam Tirmidhi's Shamal will talk about how the Prophet said, used to talk and about which issues and how he would behave. So I do smile. People know me, I smile. But don't get stuck in these issues. Look at what I say. Benefit from it, take it, alhamdulillah, good. And may Allah forgive me for my mistakes. You don't benefit from it, khalas, leave it. You don't like it, it triggers you, move to something else. Go look at other stuff, inshallah. No problem, alhamdulillah. But trust me, if we help each other, if you do and I do, we become one. But we're in a culture and society, it's all about me, and he's bad, he's oppressing, he's not taking care of me, he's not, I need, and shaitan is tricked us now to hate each other, to go against each other, and then couples wonder why they don't have a good marital relationship, why they're not happy and satisfied, because you're not looking at the positives, you're not looking at what you can do, and that's the difference between Sulaim. She was looking at what she can do towards her husband because she loved him and respected him. And I'm sure that he also looked at what he can do for her. And alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed him. Allah has put barakah. The Prophet has made dua for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to understand this, inshallah. So sister, have some patience. When your husband comes home, take it easy, step by step. Adorn yourself, be beautiful, be intimate with you. Love him, hug him. And then let me know if things don't work. Because I'm sure things, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, things are going to become much, much better for you. And we will address the brothers also, Inshallah. But you focus now on you. Don't let your brain again. I know it's calling you. Oh, but what about him? What about him? Oh, I don't like this. Why do I always have to do something? Why it's always women that have to put in the effort? Who said it's always women who have to put the effort? But do you see your skewed vision of this? Don't let shaitan take you there. That's why you're not happy and satisfied. Because you've been focused on you, and not he. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and understand. Barakallahu feekum. Please check out the links in the description. Help support the work. Send us the questions on DM on Instagram. If you have any questions you would like to answer in a video. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.